Blog Talk Radio. Good morning to everybody out there who is still reeling from the election. This is Erica Sandberg, and of course the show is Adventures with Money, and we are going to have an adventure, and a good one, because some rollicking times are coming up. Now, as I say, we have a new president who's about to enter the Oval Office, like it or not. And one thing that we do know is that healthcare is going to be a big and somewhat unclear issue on the horizon. It's a little scary for people. What's going to happen? Are we going to be able to pay for our healthcare? How can we stay not so stressed that is going to, because as we know, stress does lead to health problems, and we're going to be touching on that. How can we remain healthy and clear-headed and doing well so that we do not end up getting sick, because getting sick often means getting into debt. Therefore, I'm really excited. This is why we are having Dr. Rob Silverman on the show today. Now, Dr. Silverman is the author of a new book called Inside Out Health, A Revolutionary New Approach to Healing and Health. He graduated magna cum laude from the University of Bridgeport College. He has a Master's of Science in Human Nutrition. His extensive list of educational accomplishments include his designations as a Certified Nutrition Specialist, Certified Clinical Nutritionist, Certified Strength and Conditioning Specialist, and on and on and on. He knows his stuff. Dr. Silverman is a diplomat with the American Clinical Board of Nutrition, as well as with the Chiropractic Board of Clinical Nutrition. So it really, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's got a full-time successful private practice in White Plains, New York, where he specializes in the treatment of joint pain with innovative, science-based, non-surgical approaches. And I kind of like this whole idea of non-surgical approaches. Anybody out there have a surgery? Takes a long time to recover, and it has quite a few issues that go on financially with it. So we're going to talk about that. Today we're going to talk about how to save money on doctor's visits by healing the natural way. On that note, welcome in Dr. Silverman.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about being here, and I thought you gave me a great lead, and I'm going to tell my mom she did a great job on my bio, and you talked about surgery. Well, guess what?
What?
The jury's come back with a decision, and meniscus surgeries in the knee, have shown to be not effective, not only for the patient, but financially effective. Surgeries for the spine also have fallen into that same category. Not effective for clinical outcome and financially a drain on our healthcare system. Everybody always has to know, when we talk about health, health is wealth. You have nothing if you do not have your health. It doesn't matter if you have 10 cents or $10 billion. If you don't have your health, we really don't have anything.
Absolutely. And if you don't have your health, you also do not have the passion for living. You do not have this attitude toward, I can do anything. Your sense of positivity is completely eroded. When you're feeling awful, How on earth can you feel like, hey, the sky is the limit? I can do this. I can go out and I can start my own business. I can repay my debt. I can deal with my financial problems. I can apply for that new job or start a new education so that I can pursue a different occupation. It changes everything, does it not?
Oh, I'd love to piggyback on that. Without doubt, if you're doing fine financially and you have your health, you can continue to do so. If you're having some financial problems, imagine if you're sick. Imagine if you can't perform. You know, your levels of productivity will be precipitously decreased. So clearly we have to have our health. And there's so many studies and tips that I'll share with you in the next 20 minutes to really enable people to reach an inexpensive health goal, because that's what we want to do. We don't want it to be our whole paycheck. We want it to be part of our paycheck, adding to a better paycheck, but also our paycheck of life.
You know, I couldn't agree more, and the amount of money that we waste trying to deal with illnesses. And we sort of are random about it, too. I think there needs to be a lot more guidance when it comes to how we approach our wellness. And I am so not, like, this whole idea of wellness, I kind of, even that word sometimes kind of bugs me. But, you know, we want to be well. We want to walk around feeling strong and capable and happy and just like all the bits and pieces are in the right place, doing the right thing. And I think I may have mentioned this before on my show. Maybe not. I have Meniere's disease, meaning that my hearing goes out sometimes. I get some vertigo, and then I have this fantastic thing called tinnitus. Because of that, I have wasted. Yes, I admit it. Put my hand up in the air. I have wasted a ridiculous amount of money on joke treatments. Because you get desperate. You want to feel good. You know, I want to go out there. I love to travel. I want to be able to hit the road and go to Costa Rica if I want to. But I'm not going to do it if I feel, if my symptoms are going into overdrive. So what do? Oh, I did massage therapy. I did healing. I had prayers. You name it, I did it. And all we really want is relief. So that's my, I'm going to ask you that as my first question is, instead of, it's almost like that kind of throwing, you'll try anything so that you can feel better. How can we narrow down our options so that we're not wasting time and wasting money on things that just simply aren't proven? They don't work. We're just trying anything at this stage. And, oh, my gosh, if I could get all that money back, I would be so delighted. But how do we narrow it down so that we know where to go, what to do, who to trust?
You know, that's a great question. Number one, I feel your pain. My mom has the same condition as you, so I understand it. I mean, very personally, too. Where you should find a practitioner way to go, it's truly confusing because so many patients in the public go to the University of Google and think that they're going to get a true answer. So I'm a big proponent of finding a great healthcare practitioner through a referral. Look, read about them. See, have they published? Like, I've written a book. I mean, who are they treating? Who's their patient base? But more so than that, everything should fall under the guise of a therapeutic lifestyle program. And that means changing your life. Changing your life pertains to the idea of a good diet. So a quick good diet, Jacqueline said it, if man makes it, I won't eat it. So gluten-free, dairy-free, low sugar. Sugar is a toxin. Let's get rid of our sugar. Let's ease down on our sugar. You can have fruit, but let's watch out for those hidden sugars. So one of the things that people say, well, okay, well, where is it? If it has a food label, don't eat it because there's something hidden in there. Remember, diet is the first part.
I'm going to jump in here because I am going to say that there is this perception that eating in a healthful way is expensive. And, course, it can be. Of course it can be. However, it does not have to be. I was at Whole Foods the other day, and I was I needed some stuff for salads. And I was just kind of picking produce out. And I realized this fairly large bag of snap peas. I think I bought quite a bit, and it was $1.98. I was like, wow, you know, I got a lot for my money. It's really not always the case where eating well is going to cost you a fortune. Can you talk a little bit about that before we move on? Because that's so important to me.
I agree with you, and people do think a lot of times Whole Foods or places like that are expensive, but as you said, they're really not when you price compare. But deeper than that, you're eating organic or a whole food. You're eating something that has all nutritional value. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to feel full. You're going to have a satiety, a fullness feeling. You're going to get all your nutrients. If you eat a poorer food, one that hasn't been taken care of, one that's processed, you're not going to get the nutrients. You're going to have to buy more. You're going to have to eat more. That's at the front end. But the back end, if we're talking about money, is you're not going to be healthy. And those costs will change tremendously. So you're actually saving some money at the front end, but over the duration of time at the back end, a very large, profound amount of money. You're asking me what I would do if I was president? I would make sure that our foods and our soil and the ability for the American people to eat healthy, that would be my number one health priority.
And it has been for Michelle Obama, who really took this on as a cause.
Absolutely. She did a fabulous job, First Lady Obama. What she talked about was getting food into people so they would eat healthy. And she also spoke about for children and teenagers, because obesity is such on the rise in our teenagers and our children. She had a program called Let's Move and Exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, moving. Hello. It's amazing how sedentary so many people are, and it's not that hard. I come from this huge family, but one of my sisters, when she lost weight, she started by, we lived at this was a while back, but we lived on the third floor walk up. She didn't want to go to the gym. She actually didn't have the money for the gym at that time. She was a college student. So she put on her music and she walked up and down the stairs. She did it for an hour every day, just going inside the house, up and down the stairs. Didn't spend a penny.
Fabulous. I mean, exercise is inexpensive. Like you said, all you need is a pair of shoes. I travel all the time. So people say, what gym do you go to and everything? My hotel room, there's push-ups, there's jumping jacks, you can run, there's burpees, there's plank poses, there's so many things that you can do. And the interesting thing about exercise, you can save yourself, are you ready for this, $2,500 a year just by exercising.
Okay, you got to explain that.
Sure. I mean, I can go through all the studies, but essentially, scientists and a lot of health policy experts knew for a time that inactivity was expensive at a public health level. So they studied in last July in The Lancet, 142 nations. They studied lost time from work, insurance claims, health billing, and people who are suffering from sicknesses like type 2 diabetes, which is rampant. 50% of Americans are going to have some form of blood sugar dysregulation by 2030. They found out in the United States alone, we lost $28 billion because people weren't exercising. And in addition, that's corporate. At the individual level, individuals lost about $10 billion worldwide.
Not okay. This is not okay. And on a personal level, as an individual, you know, we all know that when you move, you feel good. When you feel good, you feel like you can kind of conquer the world. And it is the exact opposite of kind of sitting there doing nothing, feeling like you'll never accomplish anything. It's the exact opposite of feeling adventurous. So, you know, I really, really get out there and walk your stairs. get your steps in. Most people have smartphones, and you even have that little heart. If you have an iPhone, I'm sure there's one on Samsung as well and other devices. Is just monitor it. Just check it out. You'll get motivated. You will see progress. I am speaking with the amazing Dr. Robert Silverman, who is the author of a very new and interesting book called Inside Out Health, A Revolutionary New Approach to Healing and Health. So I love this concept. So obviously you've been in this world for quite some time, and you've got this amazing background. How did you come up with the idea for this particular book?
You know, it's funny. As I went through, I'm a chiropractor by trade, and I went through chiropractic school, and there was one burning question that I always asked myself, no matter how much we learned in anatomy, biomechanics, and everything, and all the medical terms that we learned, how do you fix the body from the inside out? Because that's what it is at a holistic alternative approach. And I never really got a good answer. But the ultimate fill-in answer is there's a multitude of factors leading to a therapeutic lifestyle change. You have to take good care of your liver. You have to. Probably the biggest thing I would say after a lifestyle change is take care of your gut. 70% of your immune cells are in your gut. You'll also get all your nutrient absorption, both through food and vitamins, at your gut. So I may ask you, do you have the guts to be healthy? What have you done for your guts lately? Do you have a gut feeling that maybe you're not taking care of yourself?
Okay, well, tell me, how can you take care of your gut? What specifically?
Well, number one, no more gluten.
Okay.
Gluten means glue in Latin. It's stick. It's a paste. It's a glue. It sticks to your intestinal tract, and it can't be broken down by most all individuals. It causes a systemic inflammatory problem. So no gluten. We'll get rid of that. Number two, no sugar. Sugar, as I said before, is a toxin. Sugar can actually damage your gut also, so no sugar. Eat quality whole foods. Eat from the food rainbow. Talk about grass-fed beef. Let's have some fruits and vegetables. Let's drink coffee, but try and have a little organic coffee. It's not so terrible. Let's stay away from some dairy. Let's drink more almond and coconut milk, things of that nature. Let's break our meals up throughout the day. And if you have a compromised gut, seek out someone like me who does functional medicine, and we can help you regenerate your gut. How would you want to regenerate your gut? Well, here's an easy way in food. Eat some sauerkraut. Doesn't taste that bad. Most people put it on their hot dogs.
Sure. And that will help your gut? Sauerkraut?
Well, that'll help. Yeah, absolutely. That'll help your gut. And there's other specifics. A probiotic, the simplest thing to take, a good bacteria. I mean, that's number one. And unfortunately, they've done a great marketing job, yogurts, and saying, oh, we have probiotics. It's not enough.
Right.
We need billions and billions of what we call colony-forming units, really good bugs to put in there versus the bad bugs. So I suggest to everybody today, go out and get a good, qualified probiotic.
So are you
Change
talking about like in a supplement form?
Yeah, that is one of the few things I would recommend that you have to do in a supplement form. Most of what I'll say is exercise, get moving. Do you know that we sit 30% of our day, spend 41% of our day in front of technology, and only exercise 0.69%? Get up and move. Movement is complicated, but movement is life. It's dynamic. It's function. We all love to move. Stop taking the bus four blocks. Walk it. Let's start moving. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Do things like that.
How about
that.
Finding an activity? Like, take a dance class? You know, something that maybe you've always wanted to try? I definitely did that. I did my Bollywood. I did my ballet. But, you know, it was fun. You could maybe overcome this idea that you're not going to be good at something and enjoy just the process of being a goofball.
Absolutely. Get moving and do things that you enjoy. People say, well, what machine should I use? I don't think we should use machines. I think we should make ourselves into physical machines. We have all that we need that's out there. Of course, I purport weightlifting. It's great, especially for the females in the population.
Right.
More so than
muscle mass.
That's right. You guys have a little issue with muscle mass. Well, push-up is, you know, body weight. People think you have to lift a weight. Body weight. You bring it everywhere with you. Push-ups, air squats, pull-ups, front planks, like I said before. No crunch, no sit-ups. No sit-ups. I'm a chiropractor. No sit-ups, lower back injuries. If you're doing sit-ups, stop right now. You'll save yourself a tremendous amount of costs to lower back injury. $765 billion people spend on lower back injuries per year.
Okay, that's a big waste of money. So if you can avoid it, do avoid it. And I think that's a lot of what you're talking about, which is if you can avoid injury and illness, do it. But not at the risk of not moving, because you've got to move. And you know what? We're meant to move. This is our car. This is it. I'm looking down at my legs right now. You got to go today. I'm going to take a run today. But now, let's talk about the cost issues of getting sick. And I know that you know this, because it really is such a big factor is, well, what happens when you get ill? You may not be able to go to work that day. You get too ill, you may end up not being able to work at all. Huge, huge impact on your financial world, on your very existence. It's that important. But it's not just that. What happens if you keep going to the doctor, or you end up in the hospital, or you end up having to have a lot of lab work? What do you have? You've got bills, big bills. And, you know, that's something that most people can relate to. You know, even if you're feeling kind of good right now, you're eventually going to go to the doctor, and eventually you're going to have some sort of medical cost that you're going to have to deal with. It's we need to reduce those two, don't we, Dr. Silverman?
Absolutely. Just exercise alone, to just finish up what we were saying before, can decrease our spending out of pocket $400 to $500 on prescription drugs.
That's big.
Every dollar that a company invests in workers' health, they save $11.12. Look at that multiplication table right there.
That's insane. I mean, it really is incredible. And we're also looking at things that we can do for our health that is going to help us live a much more fulfilling, exciting, wonderful life. Things that you need to drop, like, for example, smoking. Do I have any smokers out there? I think I do. I'm sure I do. You know, it's a habit that is ridiculously expensive and absurdly damaging. Can you talk about smoking at all? Is this something that you've ever seen as being a factor in waste and health problems? What's your take on that?
Absolutely. I mean, that was great. The first thing I wanted to tell everybody was, you must have read my mind. It's fabulous. Eliminate your expensive vices. Smoking is a tremendous vice. Not just a vice for health. It takes 13 years off your life. But think of the price. I mean, what does a pack of cigarettes cost now? So most people who smoke, smoke a half a pack per day. Again, I don't smoke, but I've heard it's like $12. That's $6 a day. If my math is correct, that's over $2,000 that you have just spent for the year to give yourself bad health.
Exactly.
In addition,
for what? For what? To make yourself feel sick and to make yourself kind of smelly. And, yeah, I'm passing a little bit of judgment here. But it's only because I know you can stop. My husband stopped. It took him 15 times, but he stopped.
Yeah, and that's a key component. And it takes a little bit of work, but that's okay, because when you think about it, a healthy lifestyle can actually save you money and give you health. In addition, you probably want to cut, like I said before, on your transport costs. Walk a little bit. You don't have to immediately run into a bus. You can reduce your medical costs by doing all the things that we said with exercise, and we'll give you some tips just before we leave on how to choose foods. Additionally, cut down on some unnecessary expensive activities. Reduce your monthly food bills. You know how you reduce them? Basically,
how?
By reducing – well, eat a quality prepackaged food. Don't eat the processed food. You can get organic prepackaged. Frozen vegetables will last longer. You can still get organic, and they can be prepackaged and frozen, and that's fine. Remember, takeout meals can cost anywhere from 2 to 5 times the amount of a meal made at home, and it gives you double the amount of calories with all the chemicals in there. So
you know what drives me crazy? And I shouldn't be doing this, because it is me being a busybody, but I think I am a busybody. I can't help it. I'm looking around all the time. And sometimes I look in people's carts, and I see all the drinks, the blue drinks, the sports drinks, the sodas. You know, I'm not like you, Dr. Silverman. I will have my vices. But I don't understand spending so much money on what – I don't even know what's in this stuff. But it seems like a tremendous not just waste, but like, what is this? What is this stuff that you're putting into your body? I don't understand it. Can you talk to a little bit about that? Because that's a big thing. People waste a lot of money on the sports drinks and the stupid caffeinated things that are supposed to keep you up for 5 hours.
They do. And a couple of tricks. What you want to do is you always want to buy food from the middle. Don't buy it from the sides or the ends of the supermarket, because most people go from end to end. They don't walk into the middle. The middle is where a lot of the good food is. And some of the things that you have to remember, why do you want to eat healthy? Well, number one, it's shown to increase productivity in your life. Two, believe it or not, you'll save money on life insurance. Three, you spoke about it before. It'll enhance your mood. It'll put you in a better mood, and that's great. That's a better quality of life. In addition, it'll regulate your weight. Look how much money spent on weight loss. Just eating healthy will keep your weight at an appropriate weight and body composition. And goodness gracious, be healthier. There's nothing wrong with that. So a couple of quick tips for being healthy. Easy, stay hydrated, don't skip meals. Get active and stay active. And pre-plan around your craving. They're having that craving. they're having their moment and they want to throw their energy drink in. The reason they're going for that energy drink, they're probably eating a diet that's too high in sugar, so they get the energy up, and then they drop off the cliff and it goes down, and they go look for something, and that's when they go for those energy drinks.
It's tempting. It's real. I'm sure it's tempting. I've got my own temptations. I cannot walk past a donut shop without ducking in. I did actually have a trick with that. I do love my donuts. They're inexpensive. A good custard-filled donut. Here in San Francisco, I can get a nice quality donut for about $1.50. Take a bite, throw the rest in the garbage. Is it wasteful? Yeah, in a way, but I get my fulfillment, and it's not that bad. Maybe just a little bit of moderation, kind of practice that. I do the same thing when it comes to shopping, when you're out and about and you want to maybe splurge a little bit, get a tiny little thing. Hey, you spend some money. You spend $5 as opposed to 50 or 100. A little bit here and there can give you that sense of satisfaction, and that's what you want to. You want to indulgences. Nothing wrong with a little bit of indulgences here and there. Maybe you and I differ on that a little bit, because I just can't. I need to have some bad with a good. How does that sound?
That's fine. I mean, you know, you're allowed. I would say you can go a little off the rails. But what did you mention? You had a bite and you put it away. That's fine. It's the people who take days off at a time. That's the problem. So the number one question people ask me is, should I stop my diet now? Should I stop my lifestyle because yesterday I had a bad day? No, today's a new day. Get right back on. That's
right.
The beauty. It's new. So if you made a mistake or you had a moment, it's okay. Life is forgiving. So is your health. Get back on the plan.
I love that. Life is forgiving and so is your health. It is until it's not anymore. Because there does come a tipping point, and you don't want to reach that point. You don't. You just don't. If you woke up this morning or any morning and you feel good, hold on to that. Just hold on to that. You're going to need it. Now, Dr. Silverman, you have been around for a long time. You've worked with people for a long time. What are the biggest mistakes, do you think, that people make when it comes to their health? Maybe one or two mistakes that people should just simply avoid outside of the whole, like, eating healthy. Do they get tempted by things that are maybe shams, or what is it that comes to mind?
I think they get very reactive to their health. I don't think they value it over a duration of time. There is no quick way to get healthy, but unfortunately you can go off the rails and get unhealthy quickly. So that's why we talk about lifestyle. So whatever we do, stay on that lifestyle plan. You know, it's so interesting. When I walk into a restaurant and I see all my patients, I can see them starting to look down, and I'm not the food Nazi.
Ooh.
It's not what I'm about. But the point is, stay on the rail. That's the number one thing. Don't be reactive. There are no, and I know they're going to hate this, there are no truly effective, long-lasting, quick fixes. Make it part of your day to try and eat healthy, just like brushing your teeth and flossing at night. It should just be ingrained as a part. And by the way, eating healthy not only feels good, it saves you money and gives you health, but it tastes good too.
Couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. I don't understand this. I don't like healthy food. Excuse me? Have you ever had a good apple? What are you talking about? I mean, you know, in a really, really delicious meal, absolutely can and should and is healthy. So on that note, this half hour went really fast. Dr. Silverman, how can people get in touch with you, get more information about the book, just check in with you?
Absolutely. You know, feel free to look at my website, drrobertsilverman.com. Please like me on Facebook. We know social media is big, Dr. Robert Silverman. And the name of the book is Inside Out Health. Go to Amazon. And I just want to thank you for having me on. And just, I want to say one thing before we leave. Just as Jim Rohn says, take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I love that ending. We've had Dr. Robert Silverman as our guest today. And I'm going to end, too, on a really positive note, which is there is so much you can do with your body, no matter what state it's in right now, to be healthier, be happier, and just feel really good about yourself. Because if you don't, you are not going to live your best life, and you're not going to make as much money as you want, and you're not going to save as much money as you want. So it's all together. You can do this. This is Erica Sandberg signing off, Adventures with Money. Thank you so much for joining me.